I hope Mike is my best man, tells that story at my wedding.
Oh, no, all right.
I hope so, too.
I told Caroline, I was like, just tell him, like, he can tell the story from day court.
Yeah.
There was another story, I told her, like, don't have him tell that story. I don't remember what the story was.
Which was this one?
That's what I'm saying. I don't remember what story I told Caroline to tell Mike that he's not allowed to talk about in my wedding speech.
That's smart.
Oh, probably night court.
Which I know about already. And which I only found out about after I myself was arrested. So, like, that
what?
Was equal.
You were arrested?
It was.
Well, she was as arrested as I was. Like,
no, not
really
nearly. My story was like, aww.
You were put in handcuffs.
Whoa. I was put in handcuffs. And I
and
was
then
let
go. Like, that's what happened to me.
Because I'm an idiot.
Were you protesting?
I was protesting. We went to a rabbit farm. And there's a lot of dead rabbits and maimed rabbits. So we're like, yo, this is terrible. Let the rabbits go. And they're like, we're going to call the cops on you. So we thought if we can talk to them, they will let the rabbits go free.
I need to interrupt because I need a tissue to blow my nose.
Yeah, she really does.
Oh,
I can see it from here.
It's on my nose.
There's a wet serviette as well.
Okay, so you got arrested.
Yeah. Yeah. So then when they said we're calling the cops, they were telling the truth. They were calling the cops. So we see the cops roll up, and there was a guy who was recording from the road who had already been, like, charged for trespassing. So we're like, you're not allowed to go on the property. So we see the cops go up to him. He puts down his camera. He kneels down and puts his hands behind his back. He's like, oh, fuck, this guy's getting arrested. And then the cops start to come to us like, fuck. And then they talk to the farmers, like, what are they doing here? They're like, we told them to go, and they did not go. So, like, it's true. We were just having a nice, decent conversation. We thought that we were going somewhere, and it didn't. So the cop's like, yeah, I gotta arrest you. And he put the handcuffs on me beside, like, on the side of the road. And I was really nice, though, to him. And I guess he was on our side, and I was explaining, like, these rabbits were horribly treated. There's a lot of dead animals on the property. Be nice to me. And he was. So he's like, okay, I'll read you your rights. I'll pet you down. But pat you down, not pet you down. And it was an okay experience. Afterwards, we chatted for like a good hour about animal rights. Thank you.
Can I order some jalapeno poppers?
Yeah, sure.
Great.
But yeah, I got handcuffs. And anyway, so this was the day when Craig was away at a wedding. So that when he got back, I was like, hey, by the way, I was arrested this weekend. And then that's when night court came up. He's like, that's okay. I was arrested too. And then after I told my story, he told his story. It's like, well, I don't really have a story. There's no story to tell in comparison to, like, running away from the cops, crashing into a car, eating McDonald's. It's all wonderful. It's got everything you need.
I would say this, though. Yours, at least, has some sort of passion behind it.
Yes.
The other is just kind of idiocy.
But it's a great story. Like, he had no insurance, he had no license.
He had no reason to run.
He had no reason. He would have been fine if he didn't run, I think.
Yeah, and I think it's
to this day, I feel terrible about just making eye contact with him while he's in the back of a police car and then just slowly reaching into the bag of hamburgers and never breaking eye contact as I ate my hamburger and then his.
All right, maybe
welcome to the Vinyl Countdown, everybody.
It's
Joel, Pam, Ryan.
Oh, ew!
Craig,
oh, that is...
other Keith.
Oh.
Wait,
this isn't even a Leafs game? Oh, wait,
there's a sports game on.
There's a sports game on.
People are sporting.
Regular Keith is dead or sick, I forget. And, yeah. So, here we are. Entertain us.
Oh, I did. God. Oh, right. I don't know. I said something.
I'm allergic to this bar. 100% I am.
Is that every time or is those...
Every
is it those...
fucking time I come here.
But
no.
Also, every fucking time you come here, you get these... Like,
yeah, you get these weird milkshakes.
The bar.
Well, one time
it's
I
fun.
Got a beer. I got... Because I got the beer and wings combo, like Keith. But maybe I didn't have allergies that time.
Maybe you're allergic to whatever. What's
oh
that called?
Oh, my God. Where have you been, you idiot? That's exactly what we were just saying.
Sorry, I didn't deserve that. That was harsh, man.
I know. Here's the thing. There's some people I'm extra harsh to, and they don't deserve it. It's you.
Oh, fuck yeah, it's
yeah.
me.
And Keith. There was
no, Joel deserves it, though.
No, of
you
the-
are. He's a soft boy. He deserves none of it.
It's just, I mean, it is a nice thing. I wouldn't be mean to you if I didn't like you.
Yeah,
but I'm
that's
so
fair.
Extra mean to you, too, yeah.
Yeah, I'm aware.
I'm the meanest. I mean, Keith's got it a little bit easy. I listen back to the things I said to you. I'm like, holy fuck, what is wrong with
that?
Oh,
we called Joel fat for like 2 years straight. And then
many other things.
Yeah, I mean, he is a stalker and a potential
and a
rapist.
Rubist,
we're not sure.
And yeah.
Probably in the Me Too era, definitely.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not proud 100%. Of it. I'm just great. Admitting.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
You mean you currently are, or you were back then?
No, probably were back then.
Well, no, once a rapist, always a rapist. Like, if you've done it once.
Touché, can't argue with that.
It's like, it's going to be weird to have a generation of kids that get arrested for playing, like, music on ghetto blasters in the rain. That's, like, really kind of creepy.
What?
Stand out front of someone's window in the rain and play music.
Second. Do the right thing. No, like, not
you
get, do the right
can you
thing.
Do that anymore? Say anything, isn't it?
Say anything.
As long as it's before 11 o'clock. If it's after 11
that's
o'clock,
true. Toronto has
bylaws.
Oh, bylaws.
Fair. To be fair, Craig, Do the Right Thing also had a boob mark speaking all over people's
heads. Yeah.
Except that guy ended up getting killed by the police.
Yes. Yeah. A bunch of people died in that.
I think there's some nuance
way
to
more
know
racism.
Controversial opinion.
Oh.
But fuck the police.
Oh, I don't think that's controversial.
Not in this crowd.
Have sex gently with the police.
That is a controversial.
Do you hate your own
super troopers.
So one thing I found out about listening to old podcasts and what I'm trying to consciously do here now, that I speak very, very fast. And I am so sorry to everybody who has ever spoken to me in real life because I sound like a chipmunk.
Here's
on
the thing,
like
you sound like a robot
so
when you're
slowly
trying to
right
sound
now
slow.
That yeah. It's scary.
It's really weird. Like remember when we were like were we
Rad,
playing Taboo?
We're also super baked right now.
Yeah, but he agrees.
Okay, I'm talking normal speed.
I mean,
oh no.
She is not talking normal Pam speed. She's trying to talk slow and like it does sound weird now, but I say stick with it and practice, and eventually that'll be your natural
it'll
way
it'll be
speaking.
My normal.
And so. When I'm having, like, an ADD fucking, I can't pay attention to anything, and you're talking a mile a minute, you won't be talking a mile a minute.
He's slowly training you to be a better person.
Yeah, that's better what you do with less. The people you love. You make them better, and they make
you
better.
You mold them to be the perfect yeah. person for you.
You well, spread it out over many
mold.
Years.
Renovating.
And by the end.
And you are doing the same for me. It's mutual. We're
yeah.
both becoming better people because we're with each other.
I agree, because I also believe that
it's
I
so
speak
weird, but
way
it's
too
worth
fast.
It.
It's for the best, because my brain is now caught up with what my mouth is doing.
I think that the podcast is going to sound like you're way drunker than you are.
Yeah, you sound ridiculous.
You guys
probably.
I find you entertaining normally. So
really?
Just, yeah, yeah.
Not
no.
over-simulating?
No.
You guys should exchange lists of the things
where's
that
the
other person
Joel?
Should work on.
It's like report cards.
Here's a list of 10 things I think you should work on.
Oh, wow. And that only was a movie.
Couple questions.
Did you
one,
get that?
Was that in the movie?
I got that.
You said 10 things that you don't like about someone, basically, right?
But your look, it was just this like...
10 things I hate about you.
Oh, is that a movie?
Yes! Word for word, that's the title. Everybody here knows it. Oh my god, I'm so mean.
Yes, you are.
Who knows what that movie is?
Really?
I've heard of it, but...
Are you being serious right now, or are you being...
I'm being serious. He's just aware of this movie.
Okay. It's a
I
remake.
I can tell. That's what I mean to
he's
you,
real good at that.
Keith, it's a remake of Taming of the Shrew.
Oh.
Only
aware.
It's updated to modern
he
times.
With me and
10 Things I Hate About You sounds
yeah,
like Taming of the Shrew.
I know so many things. And getting his dick sucked underneath bars.
What?
Sorry, restate that? What?
What did you do?
He was like being like, oh, he lived with me and Keith for years. Of course he knows what that movie is. Which I tend to agree with based off this look you're giving me right now. But but then I was like, yeah, but like you guys were hanging out together all the time. Keith was getting super high on lots of things and getting his dick sucked at work underneath bars.
There was a while where McNally and I were just unemployed together and hanging out at any hour of day because our sleep patterns were... non-existent. But, like, we also went through a period in the apartment where we did nothing but watch, like, 90s, like, teen dating movies.
But was Keith in on it? just keep here?
He definitely saw some of it. I don't know specifically he caught 10
things I hate
about you.
I don't think he gave a shit enough.
No way he didn't
to
know
be
me.
Like, what movie are you watching?
I give lots of shits.
Do you?
We watched all of
you
Lost.
You do now. Yeah. I love Lost. I've only seen it in its entirety once, and Julian and I are trying so hard to find it. He only wants Blu-ray. He won't take DVD.
Oh, really?
And yeah, exactly. I knew I had to say that because your mouth was ready to fly.
Well, that was my thing with X-Files. I wasn't going to buy it on DVD, but it's on Blu-ray, so I bought it.
I don't care if it's DVD or not. Julian cares.
I don't give a shit if it's, like, pixelated, as long as I can see it.
When it's, like,
it,
your favorite fucking show, like, you want to see it in top five.
Yeah, and I, like, you don't own many shows anymore, because owning shows is so bulky. Like, how many... The only two shows that I own that I've kept, except maybe, I don't know, shitty ones that are in storage, are Gilmore Girls and Parenthood. They're my two favorite shows of all time, and that's you own them. And Lost is so good.
Mine is actually Lost, Buffy, Angel, and The Prisoner.
You own Lost?
And, yes.
And also...
Yes.
Maybe, can we borrow it from you?
Yes.
I'll ask Julian if he will... At least
okay.
Watch it.
You can also
let me look.
Download
I might not have all of the.
Oh, come on.
I might have
internet.
Downgraded it.
Don't let me down.
Internet. You can get it from the internet too.
Not really though. I mean, like only if you
it's
find.
What college kids do.
Julian
torrents,
doesn't. Like, no, hey, we don't torrent. We don't torrent. I don't
we're
know adults. Why.
We don't need to torrent things anymore.
Because everything is just most things. 90% of things are available.
Streamable.
Which is the best.
But
like
then you get X-Files and Lost.
If you've got a number, like we have. Three of the streaming services. So usually it's like, is it on this? No. Is it on this? No. Okay, then it's this.
Is it Netflix, Prime, and Crave?
Yeah.
That's what we've got. And Shudder, because we love horror movies.
And you know what?
Also, Rand, just for the record, I've always been this. Just for a while, I pretended to be somebody else because I thought people would like me better. Curiously, I was mistaken.
I have to say, I'm very like, this is a moment. This is a mind-blowing moment to be like, yeah, you're right. But the thing is, I didn't know you before. So I only have the impression of you when you lived with them.
Inside our apartment.
And now,
though.
The current one. Yeah.
I think inside the apartment, that was different.
Even.
Yeah, no, well, I think Rayanne doesn't understand, like, the bonding that happened in that.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, me and the two keys.
Just everyone sucking on everything.
I mean, we're like, so we have the podcast, which is a tight group, but then there's like me, Keith, and Keith, which, because we're already inside that tight group, but we were together more, is an even tighter group.
It's an
group.
Alliance within the alliance.
I wouldn't call it an alliance, because we're not against any other...
It was more like a core.
Well, I get it. You live with someone. And they're like,
I always viewed it as a collective.
I've had a roommate before, and we were best friends and roommates, and like we were incredibly close, so I get it.
It's interesting. I had to move some like crap out of my ex's place the other day, and like the two people I called were the two guys that I had lived with. So Craig, and then before Craig back in Burlington, I lived with JJ, and like just without thinking, it was sort of an automatic thing.
Yeah.
Because it's like a different kind of bond. It's a bond where you feel comfortable burdening them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you said to me, actually.
Yeah, I believe it is. It's like, Craig, you're the only one I can take advantage of. Yeah. Come move my crap. By the way,
I mean, all you
I
had
can't,
to say
I can't
was
be
pizza.
There
all
during
you had
the
to
move.
Say was I going to make the like minimum effort to compensate you, yeah. As is legally allowed. So, yeah.
Spirit pizza?
If you hadn't mentioned pizza, I would have done it quite unhappily.
Fair enough.
And would have heavily hinted at
pizza. I'm
pizza's
over the phase where I will help someone move. Even my best friend in the world.
Yeah.
I'm over it. I've never once asked anybody to help me move, and I'm not going to do it. It's just, it's troublesome. I'm not
how
judging.
How do you feel about DJing weddings? It's a nice thing to do, but I fucking hate it.
Oh, yeah, wow, that would be like the same thing, yeah. So you do it for free?
No, I charge, but I've only done it for like friends or friends of friends. I haven't tried to make a business out of it, which I could, but I would just hate my life because like I hated doing it. Like I've done it like one a summer for the past 5 years.
Oh, really?
I would say.
Strangely,
I just hate it.
I also reached the point where I stopped being willing to ask people to help me move.
Yeah, I get
this
that.
Was a weird set of circumstances where
I'm not
a moving
company.
It's
because you're a jerk. We've established this already.
This was a particular circumstance
too,
where it was necessary because it wouldn't work with paid movers.
Yeah.
Because it was a complex thing. But outside of that, There's movers are so much easier. Here's $300, $400. It's fine.
It's expensive to have a mover.
Just change what you eat for a few weeks, and then don't be a dick to your friends. It's easy.
I've always in the last
rice
couple
is
years.
Delicious.
The thing is, though, I was able to rely on my dad because my dad is. You're not gonna. My dad's not gonna say no to me. It's like a friend. The friend you don't mind burdening. I was like, I don't mind burdening my dad. Come on in, pops.
My dad except at 80. If I burdened him with helping me move, he would probably think a lot less of me.
I'm
he
sure,
would
yeah.
agree, but he would be like, what the fuck has my son done to lose all his friends? I have to help him do this.
Well, my dad
turns out that two of your friends were working on a 24-hour film festival that day, which I feel terrible about.
I also asked my dad to help me
when,
with that
when
move.
You were moving... When you guys were moving,
when I hurt my back and I was just
for
anyone to help.
And
yeah,
my dad was like, I'll come all day. It's okay.
Your dad's
and
like half my dad's age.
He's like shorter than I am and is a 65-year-old man.
I just couldn't move. It was taking apart that fucking bookshelf that I from IKEA inherited from Keith beside me here. That IKEA like 5x5 square bookshelf has been taken apart and put together for moves, I want to say 6 times.
Wow. Oh, it must be rickety by now.
It's, the cat jumps up to it because that's where its food is, so the dog can't eat it. When the cat, which weighs 13 pounds, jumps from the couch to the shelves, it shakes back and forth like 4 times.
You can hear it creaking.
It's, I think it's been through its last move. Even if it would survive another move, fuck it, let's just...
It doesn't have
a friend of
They're
mine...
They're not that expensive, right? Like,
exactly.
It's still furniture, but I mean, it's not worth 6 moves.
No.
A friend of mine calls it, like, every time you move, that's a Swede. And so he has this expression, oh, it's on its last Swede.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Is that racist somehow?
Probably.
No, because it's like, probably a white guy saying
about
white people.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Not racist, but, like, I wouldn't want to say something. Not that I give a shit on this podcast, but I mean in person. It was like, if I said it and there was a Swedish person, would they go...
You know what?
I would just be
you can
like,
only
you're
Swede
also
so many
set.
Times before it's
oh,
finished.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're not wrong. But also, if you don't need to hurt someone's feelings, why do it?
That's true. You're a nicer person.
This is also why I like you more than most of the other ones.
That one was so good.
You generally are kind, and you'll like hear something and go, yeah, okay, you're right.
You
and the rest of them are like,
fuck,
it
doesn't fucking matter.
You know? That's all of you. You're having the little talk, but the mic's pointed at me because you have no idea what you're fucking doing.
That's great. I didn't realize
so
we're dominating
like,
the podcast right now.
Keep this in mind. I'm not paying attention to what you're saying. I'm like,
what I'm paying attention to is the amount of time that has gone by and Joel's nachos have not shown up yet.
He hasn't ordered them.
I did.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. He talked about them with us, but I've been paying attention.
This is exactly
shit.
What I thought
for
happened.
Real?
Is that Joel thought
not,
he ordered
not
nachos,
ordered nachos.
Ordered.
I did ask for a glass, so that hasn't come.
Well, that
he did ask for a glass.
She did come by. She might not be back again.
Jesus Christ! I'm
she
so
gave
baked.
A look, and then I looked away. So that might have been the signal that we are not interested for a while for her attention. Yeah, she's
way to go,
here.
Pam.
Ignore I'm sorry.
She'll be
ignore
by. I mean,
glass.
I feel like she's part of her job. She'll be by for somebody's drink.
I just need some nachos. I don't know how that didn't happen.
What were we talking about like 15 minutes ago? There's some train of thought we were on.
No, we were talking about when you guys were all
attitude.
Roommates.
I'm just kidding. I have no idea what we were talking about 15 minutes ago.
No, you were talking about being roommates.
About being what?
The bond of being like roommates and then moving.
Oh, that, I thought we were
moving.
Done,
yeah. Moving.
Yeah, I thought we were done with that.
We're talking about moving.
No, the conversation gradually moved on.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's my fault for trying to make it about the past.
So what I was saying is Mike and I were doing the 24-hour film festival. You hurt your back.
It was 48.
If
it was 24, you would have been able to help.
That's my fault for trying to make it about the past. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it's not. I mean, I didn't expect anyone to help. I don't feel any ill will towards anyone who said they could help, which was everyone except Pam's dad, because, like, other than my own dad, he was the last person I wanted to ask to help.
My parents are the best. They drop everything. I got food poisoning when I was
like, if
at
your
Western
pregnant sister didn't live 3 hours away, I would have preferred she help.
Yeah, fucking pregnant sister.
Yeah.
Ugh, she's the worst.
She's not pregnant now. She was pregnant at
she
the time,
was.
To be clear.
Yeah.
Well, for the record, so I would have come, and I think I said, yeah, for sure. And then Mike's like...
I think
like,
that was true, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, fuck you.
Yeah. Oh,
you
that's before
help.
I met you.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about this.
No, I said,
no,
for
I
sure, and
I
then, like, 20 minutes later, Mike's like, oh, we have to do a bunch of reshoots. Some shit fucked up. I'm like, okay. And then I had to bail.
I remember that short film turned out very well.
Yeah, it was good.
We watched that Mike's Place months later or something.
Yeah, it's actually the best. No, it's one of the better things we've done.
I don't remember what it was about. Just remember it was good. It was better than the year before when I helped.
Yeah.
Joel, did you want?
Oh yeah. Can I get some nachos too? And my glass because I'm.
I'm so sorry. No problem. A larger.
We'll get the large. Yeah. Large.
And also, order of onion rings.
Onion rings.
Yes.
Bam. We're going all out.
Mm-hmm.
Big money.
I mean, big money.
We're getting like every appetizer.
Salmon next.
Not calamari.
I want to get the strawberry bucket.
What was in it? The chichen?
What are we talking about?
The thing you helped with Mike, the video.
Oh, yeah. It was called War is Hell, a war story about war.
Who was in it? Do you know any of the other people?
No, they were all people like I just met. Like, so.
But do you know them now? Like, are they his friends that you've seen again?
I have not seen again because I don't have much of a social life. But if I did,
that horrible. Hey, have you been on any more dates or been any more?
Oh no. Yeah, no dates. Jen and I are kind of rebooting things.
Very good.
So we'll see how that
it's
goes.
It's gonna be a battleship all over.
I'm hopeful, but it's kind of like it's a little tender because. Yeah. Feelings have been hurt.
Oh, well.
And, yeah. I gotta be.
Which is good because I don't got 30% left and I need a podcast.
And I'm already pretty nice.
I know.
Okay.
If I have to be extra nice, I'm not gonna do it. That's too much work.
Yeah.
No, people have to earn extra nice. I wasn't listening to the beginning of this part of the conversation.
No, like.
But I feel like I'm on Rain's page.
Yeah.
No, I was just saying I'm not doing dates. I'm. Trying to reboot stuff.
What is
it? Oh God, it's gonna.
Oh, is that why you're going so slow? It's gonna fall in. And this
well,
is
I knew something
gross.
Happened.
Here. Like,
I mean, once this is done, we have to announce it audibly for the podcast.
Oh, it's like a shaker.
Right? The essence of swords.
There are so many.
Somebody want to describe this?
Okay, I will describe it. You asked for a glass, and a fresh frosted glass came, which Keith promptly poured his beer into and gave you his used glass. Is exactly what happened.
Oh my God, that's what was happening.
Yeah, so cool. We were just
that's
laughing.
They were jiggling.
So that's here, snickering
previously,
I
put a sword in his beer.
Yeah, that part I missed.
Oh, that was fabulous.
Fuck you guys.
Oh man, but Joel, it was so funny. It was just as funny as watching you play Battleship against Keith. How you could. Not realize what was going on.
Just getting smoked by Keith.
Today. Just being smoked.
Is that my thing?
Again.
It's like I'm the oblivious guy.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to say that right now because I'm high and I can't think of other.
Well, right now it's because you're high.
Oh,
back okay. At the bar where you lost Battleship, I don't know what that was.
Just a bad admiral.
No, that was never played. Battleship.
Poor admiral.
Yeah.
Also, to be fair, I thought we were doing okay. We were kind of on par up until the end.
No, you were a poor seaman.
No, you
you caught up drastically at the end.
Yeah.
You were playing abysmally.
Here's the thing about Battleship. If you don't sink the fucking ship, why would
keep
you
going.
Move
yeah.
away from your targets?
Because he hit five spots in a row and just assumed. No, I know. But he just assumed, that's five.
That
I must have sunk the ship.
That's fucked.
Because you
so
bet on.
How dare you not play that?
Because
you
did five between two boats. And you're like, I'll move to a different spot. And I'm like,
that should have been okay.
I didn't even think that was happening.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cut all this. Cut all of this.
You're playing a timing game. You're just betting that you can hit more of their ships sooner than they can find all of your ships.
Yep.
But if they catch on to your pattern, you're fucked immediately.
Hey, you know what's
Joel,
it's crazy?
It's great.
Luckily, I don't use a pattern.
I lost my keys last week.
Not surprising.
And it was like the worst. It was like a weekend and one day.
Oh man.
It was the worst. Like that's 3 days awesome. Of my entire
because
life.
You also live in a building, so you need like the fob.
I need the fob.
Yeah.
I had the only mail key. I had all my bike keys.
Phone?
Didn't have my I had my phone.
So you could buzz yourself in at least so you're indoors.
Well, I could.
You can't buzz.
No,
I keep my phone on my keys.
Yeah,
your buzzer doesn't work.
Yeah, my buzzer's always fucked up. Because I live in fucking government housing. But anyway.
This is my very first concert. Elton John and Billy Joel.
I'm pretty sure we've even talked about that.
Anyway.
We have, yeah.
This is a milestone. Ham has repeated.
I posted on Buns. Yeah. I did a ton of shit that like... I was about to put up flyers, but somebody suggested just maybe you lost it on transit, just go to Bay Street. And I go there and I'm like, hey, did anyone turn in keys? They're like, how many keys?
Yeah, they have a lot of keys.
I'm like, I don't know. I've never fucking counted my keys.
So I was distracted by a GIF, a meme, something.
Sorry.
That's what I went through.
Did you get your keys back?
I did. There was a story in between that, but that's
which
okay.
Phone is this? It's so
I mean, I'll listen to the story on the podcast later. You don't need to repeat it.
I didn't tell it.
So
I
just, no, but what is okay. it?
Were you going to tell the story?
I was about to.
Well, now
now there's a weird edit point.
I don't even care anymore.
So, So yeah, I lost my keys, went crazy.
I get it.
One of my kids were like, remember, Dad, we were having a snowball fight, and then the keys fell out of your pocket. And I'm like, shit.
So your son saw the keys fall out of your pocket and didn't tell you. They were just like, fuck Dad's keys.
Well, and that's what I thought at first. I'm like, what do you mean? And then he's like, no, but then I gave them back to you, and you put them in your pocket. I'm like, oh, okay.
You don't remember any of this happening?
It was a fucked up week.
Marijuana had just become illegal. No, not illegal.
Illegal.
Yeah. Oh my God, illegal. The Phoenix.
No, it was a fucked up week because I had a... I had a crown put in my tooth, so I had a temporary, like, crown that fell out multiple times.
I mean, and you were high the whole time.
No, I was... the whole actually, week. Unfortunately...
You're high all the time, though. Marijuana affects the memory.
Yeah, your poor children.
My memory is terrible. I'm not, like, saying
can,
this is a
can I just finish? Can I please just finish the story?
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry.
No,
okay.
I sound from the pain.
So, anyway...
You should know that.
So anyway,
I'm sorry, I missed that. Oh,
it's okay. Let him tell his story.
Yeah, please let me tell the goddamn Joel? Story.
If I can let Joel talk, you can let Joel talk.
Thank you.
So just as a sidebar.
Okay, I'm going for it. Okay.
This has been done to me before and I don't feel bad about it.
No, I know. Okay, so lost my keys, didn't know where they were. Next day, I'm like, shit, I went to work. Realized when I got to work that I didn't have my keys to unlock my office. Coworker had unlocked the office. I'm like, shit. And then the night before, we were doing parent-teacher interviews, and me and the kids were like having a snowball fight in the dark afterwards. So I lost them somewhere between their school and my house.
Yeah.
In my head.
Where's their school?
There's not just here.
Anyway. After 3 days of looking for keys, posting on every internet site, I was about to do paper posters. I went to TTC and went to their lost and found, which I found out that they're very particular.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They wanted me to know how many keys I had. And when I'm like, I don't know, they're like, well, we can't help you. I'm like, are you serious? They're like, well, why don't you... go home, think about how many keys you have, and then come back.
Well, think about what you
and
did.
I was just like, fuck you guys. And then one of the guys who's kind of in the back was like a little like nicer. He's like, hey, here's our card. Why don't you just call us after 2 p.m. today? And you know, you might it could happen that they come in now.
Yeah, and I go, okay, to talk to.
Yeah. So I call.
Yeah.
Yeah, total dick. The first guy. Yeah.
There's got to be some other way you could explain.
They're really hot.
Right. Well, I said it's got an Angry Birds keychain. Yeah, you know,
that's a really specific description.
Right. I think I also named how many fobs I have, and like, I'm like, I have a bunch of bike keys. Anyway,
I would have complained. I would have written a letter.
In the end, I ended up calling, and they. The lady's like, how many keys do you have? I'm like, I don't know, like 12 or 13? She's like, I have something for 14. Anything interesting about it? I'm like, it's got an Angry Birds thing. She's like, oh yeah, it's here.
Mm. Like, yeah, that's all you need to say. Like, I've got a key from the girl bottle opener. They're going to know that's my keychain.
Yeah, it's enough.
Yeah.
All right.
The girl plug. What?
I lost my iPod once. I just bought the iPod Touch. And I rented a car and I left it in the rental car and I lost it and forgot about it. And like 5 months later, I get an email from somebody who had rented the car and found it in the car. and my, I guess my email was in there, and he's like, can you just tell me a couple of descriptors about it? And I think,
tell me your most embarrassing song on the song.
Well, kind of. He was like, just tell me something that would make me know it's yours. And I was like, there is so many Fall Out Boy songs out there. And it's like, yeah, okay. Like, I had every album and every, like, secret thing. And, you know, like, I got a torrent once and it was, like, 100 songs. And I never went and picked it up.
Oh, why?
Because I had gotten an iPhone in between, like, my first iPhone. And I just, I mean, it was a waste of fucking money. Like, that, you know, it was $500 or something. But also, actually, no,
really,
I think 200.
Watch out.
But I didn't need it.
Abridged version of Joel's story. So this one time when I lost my keys, and you know, it had all my pass cards and like all the key fobs for work on it, so it was like pretty serious. And then I went to work, and you know, I was like looking for my keys, and like I checked my pocket, and I found my keys.
That was pretty good.
That's how I thought it was going, just the way you delivered it. But I was right in the story. You know, and I got to work and I was looking around and I thought you were going to find your keys right there. But I don't.
Didn't.
No, you didn't. It was more,
was it more exciting or less exciting?
It was a better story, but I was so invested in the sort of the events that I thought were going to go down that I felt left down.
Awesome. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
No, that's okay.
Yeah. What I do remember is stealing pickled beans when we were done.
You can control the size of the bite you put in your mouth.
It's less fun that way. So what happened was
so many guys do this. It's like, why do you have to put your whole fist in your mouth and barely be able to chew? You can take smaller bites.
There was a thought behind that one. I ended up with far too much sour cream.
I see.
You gotta get that.
And it was gonna fall all over my pants. And I needed to just put all of it in my mouth as much as I could.
I've said that so many times.
Oh, I love it.
So guys, Ryan's going to see Boney M in 12 days.
Oh my god! Really?
I bought the tickets right away because I grew up, like, my parents are religious. My dad wasn't always, but my mom got to choose the songs.
Which religion?
It doesn't matter.
Wait, what do you mean your mom got to choose the song just in life in general?
In the car when we go on trips, like, because she wasn't going to listen to a lot of secular.
I missed that part. I thought it was your whole life.
Like the Boney M, like religious like music.
Well, the thing is, we've listened to mostly all kinds of Christian music, except for three bands that my parents both loved as young people, and it was Boney M, ABBA, and Simon and Garfunkel. So I was a 13-year-old before I ever chose my own music. But my memories of that music I grew up listening to, like, holy shit. ABBA, Boney M, and Simon and Garfunkel, I love them all so much. So because
was
of that...
Simon and Garfunkel and ABBA Christian music?
No, none of it was Christian music. It's just they were the only non-Christian that my parents were like... Because my mom was like, loves Christian music, but also, like, remembered, you know, being 20 and listening to...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So because...
Devil's music.
Yes, exactly. So because of that, my brother didn't get into it as much, but, like... We would go on these 5-hour trips to my grandparents' house and listen to Boney M and just sing. And So when they announced the tour, I bought tickets for the three of us.
Oh, wow.
So they're coming in for it. And it's going to be really nice. Aww. Yeah, really. They had such a great year with, like, one, me being an amazing daughter who buys some great things. And also stuff that's going on because Boney M. And then we went to see Come From Away. We're all from Newfoundland, so they were dying to go. I bought the, like, sixth row, which is the best seats. It's, like, not too close where your neck's bent. They were so expensive and stupid that I did it. But we had so much fun. And it was just, like, my parents came in, and it's 3 hours away to get here. So it's a special family event.
I thought your parents were way farther than that. And I thought it was amazing that you went to see them so often.
Just 3 hours. It's not that far, but it's annoying.
Where do they live?
Napanee. Because my dad had to go home suddenly for something a few months ago, and I freelance, so mom's like, well, it'd be nice if you came and saw me while your dad was away. Because she's so scared of, like, the dark, and, like, they live out in the country where there's not a lot of houses, and she just hates it. And then my dad's sister passed away, and then dad had to fly home suddenly, and mom was like, so Aunt Delilah died, but it'd be really nice. I mean, no pressure, but if you could come out and spend a couple days with me. I'm like, fuck, I was just here.
Oh, it's annoying. But also then I'm like,
that sounds like my mom if she was still alive. It'd be great for Anne.
Well played.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, no, I do. All
no, but
the time
seriously, my mom was exactly like that.
Well, Julian's parents are worse. They're only in Brampton. That's so close. And if
so
they
you have
don't
to feel like probably every other week.
We go there once a month, I would say. Before me, definitely, and I think they didn't like that at first because we're not going to go that often because we have to go out, we have to like take our whole Sunday and be out there, and then I have to start after like 8 and like, you know, we have work tomorrow. We gotta go. So I have to be like, it's getting late, huh? And like convince him to be like, oh yeah, I should leave.
I know what that
feels. I was just talking to my mom before I met up with you guys. She couldn't be long on the phone because she had to. She has a book club meeting on Thursday, and she's got to finish her book. She's reading. Oh heck, I can't remember the name of it. It's something that I recognize. 400-page fiction, typical like Heather's Picks kind of book.
Perfect explanation.
Yeah. So I asked her how much she had left, and she hadn't started it yet. And I was like, "Oh man, it's gonna be tough to read a 400-page book in 2 days." And she's like, "Well, I'll probably just skim it." And I was like, but it's for a book club. And she's like, yeah, but what they do is they'll like talk about a certain character or something that happened, and then I'll just tell them that I feel that way as well. And they won't notice. And I'm like,
so your mom is telling us, we're telling you that she is the sitcom stereotype of someone attending a book club who hasn't read the book.
Exactly. Well, then I probed a little further. I was like, Mom, like, you know, like, how long have you been doing this? And she's like, oh, like over a year. And I was like, how many of the books have you read? And she just paused, and I was like, she's like, I haven't read any of the books.
Does she enjoy going to this book club?
She loves going to the book club, but she doesn't like reading.
Oh, okay, I get that. Yeah, you're just trying to fit in. Good for her.
At least she's trying, though. My mom, her book club, they're actually called the book club. They never have a book they assign. They never read. They're like, oh, we're getting together the book club. Like, that's just what they're called. Aww. They don't even pretend.
See, my mom pretends. She, while she was talking to me on the phone, my stepfather piped up in the background. She had been lying to him for years. Like, she always tells him he reads the books, because she, I guess she feels guilty about
it. So him overhearing that phone call was him, his first realization.
That's so awesome. How old is she?
I don't know, 65, okay. 60.
Well, those are quite different. When you're 60, do you think you want to be mistaken for 65?
I get mistaken for a wide range of ages.
Yeah, you look like you could be any age.
45? Sure. 28? Yeah, why not?
Yeah, totally. Wow, that's a weird skill. Not a skill. You don't deserve it. Yeah, it's an attribute.
It required no work.
This is an attribute.
You could pass for younger. I don't think you'd pass for older.
I've always passed for younger.
I don't think I would pass for younger. I think, but I don't think I look old.
The past few years, I got a double chin that's betrayed me a lot.
Oh, that'll do that.
Yeah. That's also my issue.
Maybe I should start doing the beard.
Oh,
face.
31, thank you.
26.
Are you
34.
Guessing? You really don't know how old we are?
No.
Oh, wow.
Wait. Craig and I can pass for the same age.
What did I get for you?
34?
Yeah. You guys are both 34. You're
nice.
31.
Nice. I like it.
You're 26.
Thank you.
Yeah, did I do okay?
You did good.
No, you did.
You
did good.
Did I? Are you fishing?
I like it. Let him fish.
I'm 33.
Okay.
You're 35.
Well, fishing
I'm
means
42.
He wants
to come. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're very handsome for 42.
Thank you.
He's very handsome for a man. How dare you?
Damn right.
Yeah, for a man. How dare you?
Wow.
Yeah? He's handsome,
handsome for
if he
a man or a woman.
No,
a
human. No, he's handsome for a man, which means he's ugly for a
well,
woman.
Well, you're pretty good looking for a girl.
No, Craig, we're fighting over me.
The white shirt.
No, over here. We're fighting over me.
I know. I was trying to think of it.
See, I support you in drag. You do drag well.
If you were, Craig, if you had a drag name, what would yours be?
I haven't thought about it.
Just think about it quickly, because, you know,
listen,
quickly.
Craigina.
Craigina?
Yeah, I'm not putting it in today.
If you were a drag queen, what would your name be?
Chastity.
Very nice. I would be Bitch Cake.
Grab a slice.
Peter.
Yep. Bitch Cake, grab a slice.
A gentleman, maybe we'll fight.